The problem isn't that it doesn't work, it's just that it's never been presented in a simplistic way where the average person can make daily, practical use of it. The law of attraction and manifesting is talked about much these days. You've likely heard of the law of attraction, but what is manifesting? Manifesting is the act of bringing into physical reality what you think about. This book heavily emphasizes practicality and application over theory. Some basic theory is given in the chapters and is fully explained, but only when necessary to reinforce the practical concepts. Many books out there give you a list of additional laws to complement the law of attraction, but give no straightforward technique at the end to put it all together, for you to apply it to your daily life. Other books explain theory upon theory and never end up offering a practical method of manifesting. I know because I have come across, studied, and absorbed much information from many of these books. I've searched and searched for a book which is able to make all the relevant theory and techniques easy to understand. If there is such a book, I haven't found it yet. I thought, if it's not out there, then I might as well write one. I've talked to many people that say, the law of attraction doesn't work, and similar comments. The problem isn't that it doesn't work, it's just that it's never been presented in a simplistic way where the average person can make daily, practical use of it. Yes, the laws and theories pertaining to the law of attraction are somewhat complicated, but they can be greatly simplified into a workable manner for everyday use. It's like your cell phone. The science behind the inner electronic workings of your cell phone is complicated, but you don't need to know it to use the cell phone. Likewise, the law of attraction can be simplified so it can be applied in daily life without the need to know the deeper inner workings of it. I have incorporated the other important laws into this book so they work with the law of attraction, but I don't directly name them except for one which you'll see later. Many people think it's something new. Many people think the law of attraction is something new. Actually, the law of attraction, like the law of gravity, has been around since the beginning of time. It doesn't command the respect and attention like the law of gravity, because gravity can be seen, and its effects are felt immediately, like jumping off a building. By contrast, the law of attraction usually almost always has a time delay, and isn't so obvious. Most people can't accept the fact that something negative which happened to them today is the result of a negative thought and emotion they may have had days or weeks ago. Please read this book in the order of the chapters. This is very important. Each chapter builds upon the information from the one before, and if you skip around, you will get confused. All the information I'm revealing in this book is written in an easy-to-read, informal, conversational format. It is very direct and straight to the point. I'm not holding anything back. Nothing is watered down, and I won't throw you a curve. Even though I designed this book to be as simplistic as possible, you'll still probably have to reread it a few times to fully absorb the concepts and make them second nature. At times, through the book, it will appear as if I am repeating myself over and over. I'm doing this on purpose, to drive home some very important points so you will fully understand the concepts. I had a physics book in high school, written by Louis Epstein, in which he said, "There's an easy way to explain anything. The hard part is finding it." I believe I have achieved that with explaining the law of attraction and manifesting in this book. It is my intention that people who have read this book be able to put it to practical use immediately and start attracting good things into their lives. Dr. David Che, Florida, USA. Chapter 1. It all starts with your beliefs. A belief is not merely an idea that the mind possesses, it is an idea that possesses the mind. Robert Bolton. I have to start the book out with beliefs, because beliefs are at the deep core of the law of attraction and responsible for everything that we experience in our lives. The word believe and its variants are so important that I am going to underline it in the rest of this chapter.